Welcome to Magical Tea Time with Rebecca Wiley. This is my first podcast, and I am very excited to bring the world the magic behind the work that I do with my clients. I am a psychic medical intuitive who has a PhD in integrative metaphysical energy medicine. Everything is energy or consciousness, and we can shift anything and everything when we live by this rule. My podcast will address many fascinating and magical and even paranormal concepts. We are larger than life. You can grab life by the balls and be the driver in the driver's seat. Well, let's get to it. Today, we are going to be talking about twin flames versus false twin flames. And I'll tell you why I decided to use this as my first podcast. It's because right now this is very prevalent in the collective consciousness. Within the last, I would say, 2 months, this has been a pressing ordeal. The universe gives us psychics, the people that we are meant to help. And I can tell you a majority of my clients are dealing with false twin flames. What's this mean and why? So there are light workers. And when I say light workers, it doesn't necessarily mean people just in the healing profession. You can work in a store or at a restaurant and be a light worker. A light worker is someone who is meant to help the rest of the world, to raise the frequency and the consciousness of others so that we can get where we need to be and ascend beyond the veil and live in nirvana. When people are evolving and ascending, the goal is to work through the shadow self. The shadow self is the parts of us that we try to hide, we don't necessarily like, or we think aren't supposed to be there. So oftentimes as light workers, we tend to ignore it and we're the last people that may address our own stuff. Well, if you have guilt or resentment or shame, doubt, fear, all of those lower vibrational frequencies attract dualism. So light versus dark. In a reality where we still have not completely ascended and worked through our shadow selves, this is a fact. So what happens is the dark comes in to try to conquer the light, that typical light versus dark fight. Well, this is what is happening with the false twin flame. The false twin flame is very addictive. I recently went through it and I can tell you that, wow, it's one of those relationships that you think you're never going to get over. If someone tells you there's somebody else, you're thinking in your mind, there's absolutely no way. This person is completely my twin flame. I could never find anybody as good as this person. The sexual intimacy, the attraction, the psychic connection, it is mind-blowing. Well, in the dark, there is manipulation. You know, there's an element to the false twin flame that is very addictive. And other things too, if you're the type of person who has suppressed your sexuality, that false twin flame can really make that ignite. And we find that appealing. Just think about it this way. If you have twins and one of your twins is drawing the sun and birds and a swing set in the ocean and mommy and daddy playing together, and the other twin is drawing a picture of Michael Myers stabbing people, you're not going to ignore that twin that's drawing the picture of Michael Myers. You're going to go to that twin and be like, what's going on? Let's talk about what's going on. Let's work with you. Well, think of those two twins as your light and shadow self. It's time that you stop ignoring the shadow self and that you embrace it and work through it. That is why you, yes, you have attracted your false twin flame. And this is darkness and this is duality. But if you work through all of your stuff, if you embrace your shadow self and you are then just in a pure frequency because your shadow self and your light self are working together as one frequency, then you're going to be impervious to attracting the negative frequencies or the darkness. So that's why our false twin flame has come basically to get you through all of those doubts, fears, blocks, so that you can remain on your journey, ascend through your journey as a light worker to help the collective consciousness. Your false twin flame comes to allow you to work on yourself. That's why I think that we have been fooled. We read these books or we read twin flames are really hard. You know, twin flames, it's supposed to be fighting and we can barely stay together. It's supposed to be difficult. No, that's the false twin flame. The real twin flame is not difficult. When you work through all of your stuff, your real twin flame, it'll just seem magical, easy. It'll just seem like bliss. Your real twin flame helps you to better the world. Some of the signs that you may be with a false twin flame are, yet even though you're similar and even though the synchronicities have lined up, yet they're going to line up because you needed to attract this false twin flame in your life. So there's going to be synchronicities. There's going to be things that fool you to make you think this has to be the one. Yes, it has to be the one right now so that you work through your stuff. A false twin flame will bring up issues of the past, anxieties, fears, or concerns, or anything to do with your past mistakes, resentments, anger, issues that you're trying to deal with. Like if you have issues with your mom and dad, the false twin flame will often parallel those issues. A false twin flame will seem committed and very much into you at first, but then when issues start to come up, when you need that person in your life, all of a sudden they're not there for you anymore. They become distant, and then you begin to think, okay, how can I get them back? How can I get that loving partner back? And then it just seems like a battle. A false twin flame will make you feel anxious and insecure, and you'll constantly be questioning yourself. A true twin flame really has your back. You just know beyond a shadow of a doubt that no matter what happens, that person's going to be there for you. Your relationship with a false twin flame, even though at first may seem like it's the best thing ever, normally speaking, it's always in limbo. You know, when I'm dealing with my clients that have to do with false twin flames, the person's not calling them back. They've fallen off the face of the earth. Their messages are very encrypted. It's like that person's constantly dealing with a broken heart. It's not an easy relationship. Your relationship with your true twin flame will be clear. Now, you may have some issues, but there is going to be communication and you're going to be able to work through those issues effortlessly and easily. Your false twin flame once again brings up those doubts within you, the fears, the insecurities, the abandonment, stuff that needs to be brought up for you to be able to work through all of your stuff so that you can ascend to where you need to be. Just like I had said before, your false twin comes to you right now for a reason. It's because you need to work through your stuff. And when you're done working through your stuff, your true twin will come. One of the most disappointing things about a false twin flame relationship is the chameleon-like behavior that you'll notice. It just seems like you and that person get along so well, but you would be very surprised to know that that person can also get along with other people that way as well. A true twin flame, you will realize quickly that that connection is something that is very unique to just the two of you. A false twin flame will be threatened by your success or the things that you do that they feel are above and beyond them at times. You know, a true twin flame will admire you and be inspired by your success. A false twin flame shows you what you need to do to survive. It really, you know, you're always in survival mode. And once again, your true twin flame teaches you how to be the person that you really, really want to be. With a false twin flame, you feel like you're awakening and you're becoming stronger, but it's usually because of all the stuff that you're dealing with. You often feel like you're alone in the process. With a true twin flame, it's as though you found that person that you can build an empire with on all levels, in your personal life, in your health, in your wealth, and most of all, working with other people to raise the collective consciousness. This person will seem like they actually care about people instead of just seeming like they just care about themselves. Oftentimes, you'll look at your false twin flame, you'll be like, oh my gosh, they're just sucking me dry. A very interesting thing that I have come across when working with my clients is these twin flames and the people that are now experiencing the false twin flames are very powerful and magical people. I think within our lifehoods, we've all experienced what it's like to be in black magic. And when we evolve and we go through lifehoods, we decide, well, you know, we want to work in the light. We want to be light workers. We want to help ascend. We want to help people to ascend. So oftentimes what I've come across a lot with my clients is these light workers are really trying to forget their work in the black magic. They don't want anything to do with it. When you talk to them about that paranormal stuff, it turns them off. They want to pretend like it doesn't exist. I think that the false twin flames that come through are often energies from that previous or that other lifehood with the black magic. So it can almost seem really paranormal and quite bizarre when you're dealing with a false twin flame. Like I said, it feels like the forbidden fruit. It is my job to tell you if you are in that type of relationship where you're miserable and you're laying around just thinking about that person constantly, feeling like your life is ruined. Why aren't you good enough? Why aren't they calling you? Why do they treat you so mean? Why can't it be like it was when you first met? If they are doing stuff to purposely make you feel bad, it is not your fault. And I know how hard it is to try to get over that relationship. I know that it feels like there is no way you're going to find someone else, that your life is going to be ruined without this person. But no, you need to get the hell out of there if that's happening to you. Whether you're a male or female in this lifehood, you need to know that this relationship is not for you. And I understand wholeheartedly what it feels like to not believe what I'm saying because I was there. My story is quite interesting. I met my twin flame, my real twin flame, about 10 months before I met my false twin flame. I definitely was not done working on myself. I had abandonment issues, insecurity. I didn't really believe I deserved to be unconditionally loved by a male. So there was so much I was going through. There were so many reasons that I was apparently not meant to be with my real twin flame. And when I met him, it was about 3 weeks after my divorce. And it was instantaneous. It was like I remembered him. I knew him. I looked at him and I was like, wow. And then we ended up meeting. We got along. We actually ended up spending a night together because it was just that magical. But like I said, we weren't ready. So he even told me, he said, being with you gave me the courage to ask, and he asked this girl out. Well, they proceeded to have a 4-year relationship. Then I met my false twin flame, and boy, was it powerful. It was very interesting because I had gotten a new phone number about 2 weeks before I met him, and the last 4 digits of my new phone number were his birth date. So of course I'm thinking, well, that synchronicity is extremely strong. This person must be for me. I mean, we heard music in different dimensions. When we were intimate, it immediately went to tantra. He could literally see through my eyes. If I was exercising, he would call me and say, wow, you're out of breath. I remember one time I got lost and I didn't know whether to go east or west. And all of a sudden he called me and he's like, go west. You know, we'd have the same dreams. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. I became so addicted to him. And then, like every false twin relationship, it just went to hell. And I had been fighting for about 6 years to try to recover that relationship. And it's been like through these different cycles. Like I say, we go through different cycles where we're supposed to shed or work through, shed negative energy, excess energy, and work through our shadow selves. So it took a lot of work and a lot of realization to understand that I was with the wrong person. Finally, whenever I was able to do some work on myself, and I'm going to go into that, the work that you need to do is divine masculine versus divine feminine with inside yourself work. And when you do that, you become aligned to the point where your true twin will come to you. I will go over that work briefly, but I just want to tell you a little bit about what happened to me. Whenever I work through aligning my divine masculine with my divine feminine, activating my kundalini within myself so I could be divine feminine, I would say within weeks, I attracted my true twin flame back. You know, he came back and it was just very magical. You know, he was done with that previous relationship. And I had a shift in me that I did not believe in a million years that would ever take place. You know, I never believed that I would ever get over my false twin flame. And when I was done doing the work within myself, and I'm sure I'm never done, he came right to me and my feelings mirrored his feelings. It was very miraculous. Like I said, I couldn't believe it. So I'm here to help you through the process. So when you think about your divine masculine and your divine feminine, when your divine masculine and your divine feminine are congruent with each other, when they're aligned, you're accessing the zero point. And the zero point is that the quantum physics aspect of the God energy within your heart space. And then whenever that zero point is activated, it's like a suction to the universe. So your manifestation abilities are amazing. That's when you can truly create the reality that you want. So let's go over a little bit about what is the divine feminine versus the divine masculine. And remember, this is within yourself. So we're not talking about the person you're dating or if you're male or female, because everybody has the feminine and masculine within inside themselves. So you think about divine feminine and you've got the characteristics of creativity and nurturing, the creation of life. You've got the flexibility. You've got that inner child. You've got the ability to really just be in the moment, to allow yourself to be vulnerable, not in a negative way. Vulnerable means that you can just be and know that you're protected. The divine masculine within you is that protector. It's the person inside of you, the aspect of you that's protective, that's loyal, that's safe. The divine masculine would be that part that's the motivation, the part that's able to be that strong aspect, like that wolf energy. So when the divine masculine and the divine feminine come together, it's the perfect match. Well, if you have issues with abandonment or feeling safe or feeling like you can trust somebody or, you know, not being able to embrace your inner child, you know, mother issues, father issues, then you're going to be too much in one energy. Like I'm going to give you a scenario. If you are a single mom who is so used to being hurt by men that you just decide to do everything yourself, you're the only one that can protect yourself, you're the only one that can help yourself, then you're going to forget about your feminine energy. You're going to be like, I don't have time to play with my inner child. You know, I have too much to worry about. So you take on this masculine persona and you walk around shining that masculine energy. Well, you're not then in alignment. You're not at that zero point. You're not within that heart energy. So by working through this stuff, you know, if you are attracting people that are treating you like shit and you have abandonment issues and you have trust issues, okay, why? Why are you attracting such bad people in your life? What's happened to you, whether it be in this lifehood or a previous lifehood, that you are not allowing yourself to get close to somebody? So when you work through that stuff, the stuff with inside you. You know, why is that abandonment there? What's happened? Why do you feel rejected? Why do you feel alone? Why don't you feel worthy? Why can't you have self-love? Why are you unable to be happy in your purpose and bring out that inner child? And that's the work that you must do. And when you do that, whenever you've learned to love yourself, and when you learn that you are safe with inside yourself, that you can trust being you, that something or somebody has your back. And when I say something, that means God, creator, source. It's just that feeling that you're going to be okay. You're going to be able to get into your feminine energy. And when you can get into your feminine energy, then guess what? You can, the masculine energy can take a little bit of a break, and then you can have equal parts of that masculine and feminine. And then when those parts are equal and they can communicate effortlessly and easily in perfect alignment, then your true divine masculine will come to you. And if you're a male, the same thing. Once you align that masculine and feminine, your true divine feminine will come to you. So it's all about doing that shadow work. Also, to let you know, when you do balance your divine masculine with your divine feminine, the kundalini will activate. And the kundalini is when all of your chakras are open and in balance. And when you do the shadow work, of course your chakras are going to be open and in balance, because there's nothing that's going to keep them stagnant. They're going to be in a high frequency. And then all of your chakras start to work together. The three molecules of the kundalini start to activate. And then when the kundalini activates, it looks like a snake, and it feels like a snake. You can sometimes see this when you are in meditation. And when that kundalini activates, that is an amazing power within. I think that's in reference to the zero point. So the activation of the kundalini is the zero point. It is that alignment of the divine masculine and the divine feminine with inside yourself. So then you're naturally, think about the law of attraction, going to attract your person, the person that's truly meant for you, the person that is the counterpart of that kundalini. So you've got that snake going on. That person that's the second snake that is meant for you is going to be attracted to you. And then the two snakes are going to come together, and they're going to create their own zero point. So when you're working with your true twin flame, the two of you together create a universal zero point in order to truly help the collective. You're a powerhouse at that point. Your job is to help the collective consciousness to raise the frequency. When you unite with your true twin flame, you will awaken thousands of people. You will be a true healer just being able to be with that person. Really, everything else will just fall in alignment. So if you truly want to heal somebody else, if you truly want to help the world, then just allow yourself to have true love. And when I say true love, I mean the type of love where you're just like, wow, I can't believe that this is actually happening for me. And please know, if you're miserable, if you're sad, if you're fighting for the love that you believe is for you, but you're not able to get it, that person is just resisting you, or it's constant chaos, it's just not for you. If it feels dark, if there's manipulation going on, if there's lying, it's not your true twin flame. It's really, really not. So you need to work very hard and owning this. That's the hardest thing, is owning that, to really believe that you can get over this person, that maybe this person really isn't for you. And I'm giving you this message because my clients that I've worked with and myself, that's been the hardest part. What do you mean that's my false twin flame? And they just want to hang up on me. No, that's not my false twin flame. I want you to work on me to get him back. How do I get him back? Well, you know what? I could tell you how to get him back. You know, you read the book, Why Men Love Bitches. I mean, that's just a game. You know, you don't want to play the game. You want it to be naturally done. So instead of playing games and reading into his energy or her energy and being like, you need to do this, you need to do that, you know, it's like a chess game, you know, no, it's not right for you. And I know the difference between a true twin flame and you guys are just working through some subtle stuff and a false twin flame where it's like, whoa, what is going on here? So that's the first thing, is realizing that maybe this person is your false twin flame. Yes, you can tell me all the synchronicities that you want. Everything's in alignment. Your birthdays are almost exactly the same. You're the same sign. You know, your families are almost the same. You've had childhoods that are alike. You know, that's all characteristics of a false twin flame as well. So you're going to have that stuff with the both the false and the true twin flame. But once again, the true twin is extremely heartfelt. You know, the difference between my false twin flame, he was a genius and he was naturally psychic and could heal the world if he chose. But a comment that he made to me is, why do I want to work on people when I can just help myself? You know, that's my false twin flame. My true twin flame, when I got with him and we really started to get to know each other, you know, he said, I really like to go to yoga because I get to go into my heart space and give gratitude to all of my friends and give healing energy to everyone that I think needs it. What a stark difference. Okay, so I'm going to let you go with these thoughts. Think about where you're at with your life, where you're at with love. You need to be able to fall in love. Think about your divine masculine. Think about your divine feminine. Whether or not they're in balance. And what you can do to really work on that. If you feel like you need help, you can visit my website. I do give sessions. My website's address is www.consciousinfinity.net. That's www.consciousinfinity.net. I hope to connect with you through my other podcasts.